Hello, everybody. Somebody once told me that I had early onset caregiving. I think it was said to me in an email, but that phrase stuck with me. I wondered what it meant. I'd heard of early onset relative to disease or diagnosis, but caregiving? Here's a story about what I learned about that phrase. This segment is about caregiving and how we found ourselves there. Or soon may. The thing I most want to express to you all today is that hope lives here in caregiving. Hope found me inside the act of caregiving, and it's my job now to spread it around. Where are you relative to your caregiving? Are you in caregiving? I respect you. Are you a professional working in caregiving? I respect you. Are you thinking about a career in patient advocacy or another service-oriented field? I respect you. Might you be exhausted or overwhelmed, maybe in need of a little support? I respect you. To you and many, I wish to say hope is found here in caregiving. And it's not just hope coming from a caregiver. Sometimes it's hope coming to a caregiver. No matter how you may be in it, as a personal caregiver, a professional, or if you're the care recipient, hope is nearby and available. I gotta tell you, I experienced a whole lot of hope recently inside an annual event I attended. I was so pumped up on the way home that I grabbed my phone just to dictate to record my feelings and observations, and that was the impetus for today's segment. You see, I had just visited a caregiver conference, one that I have attended and volunteered with previously, I don't know, 10 years. It was the first time I had returned to a city where I had lived before, and I knew it to be this event to be a whole lot of hope under one roof, with hundreds of folks feeling it. I wanted some of that vibe. I wanted immersion to be in and with, to soak it up, and to share it too. For those of you who may have never attended a caregiver conference, let me describe the scene. Picture with me now, if you will, a huge conference center with an event in full swing. You step into a day with events and activities that include a luncheon with a keynote speaker. There'll be entertainment and breakout sessions for education. Even if you just sat there and didn't talk to anyone, you could receive a dose of hope. Everybody was dishing it. The entire conference center was abuzz. You could travel through a grand exhibition hall to view or interact with resources, agency personnel, providers whose hearts are in absolutely the right place. Here under this roof was Solution, the people to help you build your team, extending real hope to you. It's stunning to witness, I tell you. The night before, at a reception for the professionals and exhibitors, I met up with a wealth manager and guided her around the exhibition portion, which was not quite open yet. She herself was unaware of some of the agencies, newer professions that had come on the scene and their functions. As we walked along, I regaled her with the development of the industry or how that agency had evolved over time and how we'd worked together with this agency on some cases. I fear that I may have been a little too enthusiastic, as I haven't heard from that person since then. On the day of the event, there would be 200 plus attendees and nearly as many people working the event. In the 10 years previously, I had always volunteered, beginning with reception. Here begins the hope at reception, at greeting and guiding. Hope and anticipation that we're going to capture and extend. I also worked as a people mover. That's assisting the attendees to find their breakout sessions or fielding questions as to how to find a particular vendor or resource. some people would pause and tell me their needs and a bit of their story, and I would escort them right over to the solution, whether that was a lecture, a provider, industry representatives, or somebody who would know the answer to the question if I didn't know it. I missed doing that more than I had realized. With all that hope instilled in me, the 4-hour drive home seemed to be a breeze. I laughed that I was likely getting better gas mileage because I was clearly on the wings of hope and high on the fellowship. About an hour or so into my journey home, I settled into my own thoughts and I began to reflect on my own experience and my why. I thought about how I came into my own caregiving experience, my early onset caregiving. Mine began as my own parents advanced in age and needed more help. I helped as a daughter and a family member. That was one way. The duties, those changing roles, you know, when the parent becomes the child, as they say, that had effects on all of us, and it upended our heretofore family dynamic. We had our challenges, our wins, our losses, and debacle. Somehow hope stayed with us, even when we only had a little. I thank folks from many walks of life that delivered dosages of hope to me, or were the examples that all of this was completely doable. Along the way, I made a career change, and unknowingly, I entered professional caregiving. Nobody could have told me that I would end up where I am today. Somewhere along the line, I heard the phrase, out of the problem and into the solution. And I decided to make that my own. My own to say, my own way of life. I would dedicate my time to bringing hope and solution. And it felt right. It fit. Seems I got hooked on that providing solution and installing some hope when I began to work at an EAP. That's an employee assistance program, a specialties benefit organization for employers. Yeah, I was your call center rep under a headset and seated in cubicle land. While there, I was moved on to some special teams like elder care and the legal team, assisting callers to locate resources in their area. My job was to triage and place cases with providers that were local to the caller. I found myself to be a conduit from problem into solution. It felt good. It felt right. I worked there during my parents' aging and passing. Let me say, I will be forever grateful for a place called Workplace Options in Raleigh, North Carolina. They participated in my development and supported my work and life journey. Perhaps I was a little too verbose about what my family was encountering in healthcare and elder care and housing and insurance and support and how I was creating solutions. Other people began to bring their loved ones' challenges to me for help and guidance. You should hang out your shingle, they said. No, I could never, I thought. Those comments, you should hang out your shingle, persisted, and I began to get signs and messages in real life and spiritual life. You know, there are no coincidences. I could no longer deny that this indeed was a calling, that I could never all of a sudden turn it into maybe I could, and then it turned into a I will. And now for 11 years, it has been an I did. It feels good. It fits. In 2013, I founded a patient advocacy agency called Navigate NC. I worked inside my agency as it grew, as did my mission, to lead folks out of the problem and into the solution. Now, some of those solutions were in the form of patient advocacy services and enabling an agency that could, at first, serve Raleigh, North Carolina, and then expand more regionally. Other solutions included designing and teaching coursework in higher education. I sat on panels for community outreach and educational purposes. I sat at kitchen tables, steering difficult conversations. I expoed at trade shows and conferences, and I volunteered too. I loved it all, but you know what I loved the most? Bringing hope. Just a little bit of hope, beginning with that initial conversation with a patient or caregiver. My early onset caregiving now had a different state of onset. Inside my complimentary consultations, which I still offer today, I found that I could install even a kernel of hope. Many people have shared with me in those initial conversations that they felt better just after a few minutes of talking together. That is hope personified. Personified, not Nancy-fied. I was merely the vessel. This kind of stuff is a magnet for me. I have found that triage is my jam. From confusion to containment to clarity, followed by a dose of hope, even in the preliminary call that could result in some next steps or direction. All delivered rather early in the conversation, giving the caller a reason to continue. Things seemed more clear, valid, and to be a right path. That's what I'm good at. That's where I want to live. I respect those who are seeking. I serve the seeking. I want to be right there at that intersection, that first friendly voice on the phone that shines a light on the path and allows you to be heard. I live in the solution, and I want you to join me. I've realized two things in this ruminating. First, that I indeed had early onset caregiving. Did you hear that? Indeed. I had it. Mm-hmm. At first, I was placed in that environment, and there were choices as to my level of response. I was involved, like it or not, but I chose to stay there. Someone gave me hope. No, so many people gave me hope, and it helped shape me into somebody that wants to do that too. Secondly, through all of this, I found my place, my jam, my fit, my beam in serving caregivers. I became a patient advocate and founded my agency and worked in it for over 10 years. Then I elevated my speaking and teaching, not just for patients and their loved ones. I also teach and coach healthcare entrepreneurs how to further that, how to extend their solutions with hope. Where are you now in your caregiving? Whether you're in caregiving, a professional caregiver, thinking about a career in patient advocacy or another service-oriented position, I so respect you. If you are among the exhausted or overwhelmed and may be in need of a little support, I respect you. Hope is waiting for you all. Let me be your conduit, patient or professional. Let me guide you further into the solution with hope. Hope is a real deal. I'd like to ask you to spend some time thinking about hope today. Think about how you've been given hope in your life. Perhaps how you have had the occasion to share some hope with someone else. Think also about how you will share hope the next time your brother needs it. Hope is the real deal for us caregivers. Take care, everybody.